This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat.
Well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Marysville, Tennessee. Spent some time with my friends over at the local church with them yesterday, and it was interesting. It was like going home, literally, friends. It's a biker's church, and it was absolutely outstanding. Great people. With that said, we drove 20 hours here. On Saturday night, we're going to be kicking it back to the state of Minnesota, and we will be in Montana next week. With that said, friends, we are doing the works of the Lord here, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and happy to be spent on the cause of the American cause. God prosper the cause. Well, we have to be a part of that, showing the world our faith by our works, James 2:14 through 26. At any time, if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to point a couple things out before we get to the topic today. I want to bring you over to the church that I was at last night and share with you as to what the young people were sharing with me. Friends, the young people in this country are crying out to the older generation, asking for help, asking the question, why are we being subjected to these perverts in our local high schools? And that's exactly what's happening. So we'll get to that in just a couple moments. Before we do, let's go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I wanted to highlight an article. It's called War Party. And the writer actually wrote his article and named it Democrat Debate Ignores War Crimes of the State. Of course, because these people still don't understand that the candidates that are being offered up to the American people are coming from the same sources, the same powers that be. There's our friends. You need to listen to me carefully. You sincerely need to listen to me carefully and sit down with an open mind. There are over 200 individuals in the United States of America today running for the presidency of the United States of America. Why are we talking about a Cory Booker that we know that the American people despise? He's a known communist, friends. What's he doing there, friends? How come you haven't removed him lawfully yet? Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Why are we talking about a Pete Buttigieg who's offering up that which is a known felony in the United States of America? He's not a legitimate candidate. Why are we talking about a Bernie Sanders, who we know is a pure communist? He runs antithetical in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. Why are we talking about Joe Biden? His roommate said that he was a pedophile. He had an attraction to young people, and we see this all day long. And at the same time, the CIA-controlled media is trying to get you folks to succumb to the pedophiles who want their rights that God didn't give them now. Then we have Elizabeth Warren, and then we have Kamala Harris, who's a known criminal. Elizabeth Warren, enough said. And then we have others running for the presidency of the United States of America. And what's sad about all of this is the American people actually believe that there's a Democratic Party. What's sick about all of this is the people that actually believe that there's a Republican Party. They've been caught up. They've been drinking the Kool-Aid that the forces that be have been giving them. They've been drinking the whole bottle, friends. There is no two-party system in this country. But as long as you keep playing their game as the pawn on their board, they're going to keep doing what you're letting them to do, aren't you? That's exactly what they're doing. Every single candidate that I just named, friends, are criminals. Every single candidate that I just highlighted has been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal. And yet they're being forced down your throats as if to suggest that they are legitimate candidates. Nobody likes them, not even their own unconstitutional parties. I heard yesterday Donald Trump talking about how, you know, fake news media, we got it over on them. They were trying to stop us every step of the way. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Who put Donald Trump into power if it wasn't the fake news media? Are you starting to track with me? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. The very fake media that he talks about is the one that had the microphones up to him, as well as Hillary Clinton, who had absolutely zero support, but they wanted you to believe that she was a legitimate candidate. And Donald Trump is calling the very media that's giving him all the support and attention that he needs to get to the people's White House, he calls them fake news. When are the American people going to catch on to the game that they're being caught up into? You're the pawn on the board, America. I want to ask you the question again. Where are the other 200 people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? How come the media hasn't given them any attention? America? What about the 200 other candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? Where are they at? How come the cameras, how come the CIA-controlled mainstream media is giving them zero attention? Because they're not the players. They're not the clowns in the circus of politics that are being offered up to the American people. And the American people, in their foolishness and in their stupidity, which is a real word, dull and insensibilities, friends, are actually believing the fact that both sides are not delivered up by the same powers. If that weren't true, then again, let me ask you, America, where are the other 200 candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? They don't want you to know who they are. A friend of mine, Michael Peruca, he ran for the Constitutional Party in 2004. He had over 1 million votes in the Constitutional Party. With that said, he went to Washington, D.C., and a reporter approached him and asked him the question, how come nobody's heard of you, Michael Peruca? And Michael Peruca, in his understanding of the powers that be, that the American people are being played by today, said, they don't want you to know who I am. You want to know why they didn't want you to know who Michael Peruca was, friends? Because he was a real presidential contender. He was there to give you real answers. He was there to enforce the law. Just so you know. Isn't it interesting, speaking of that, friends, how many people in this country are looking for justice concerning the draining of the swamp and the indicting of the criminals within our own government, not in Syria's, not in Iraq's, not in Iran's, but in our own? Isn't it interesting how the people at large in this country are looking for justice while they're appeased by a president that does nothing but slam those that he should be indicting? He does nothing but call them names, those that he should be indicting, and the American people are at appeasement in their minds and hearts, saying, you know what, if anybody's going to get the job done, Donald Trump's going to get the job done. You know, every once in a while, friends, if you listen to his enemies, you would see that they're actually telling you the truth. One guy said that they put him up as the apprentice.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your tickets today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean one, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Have 13,500 subscribers on my YouTube page alone. We're going over to our YouTube on a daily basis on one channel, friends. Okay. We're on 117 affiliates across the United States of America. On YouTube, we're running one channel, just one channel. We're testing YouTube to see how it may go. Okay. It starts out over on Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach, my friend over there. We'll have about 200 and some people that will link on to start to watch us. The minute that I go live, it cuts right in half. Folks, YouTube is suppressing. They are censoring. Facebook is censoring. They're suppressing. Twitter is censoring. They are suppressing, friends, okay? All the way across big tech companies. As a matter of fact, when I go on to a Google search now, they're burying my videos as well as my articles. We're ranked number 12,000 in the United States of America, and I have to punch in all the letters just to pull up Bradley Dean and the sonsoflibertymedia.com. My articles are not Sons of Liberty Media. They're burying all of our information. I'm here to tell you, they are not doing this with controlled opposition, those that are feeding the narrative to keep the American people divided. They're doing this to the people that are telling you the truth. They're scared to death that you're going to figure out that you are the pawn on their game board. This is what they're scared of, America. And by the way, we have friends across the board that are exposing big tech companies right now. How many times do they need to be exposed before the American people stand up and do for themselves what this government fails to do on a 24/7 basis? You want to call in anytime? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if you want to call in, friends, please do stick to the topic. I'm zeroed out on the suppression. I'm zeroed out on the shadow banning. I'm zeroed out, friends, on the censoring going on. But I'll tell you where it's not being censored. What they're doing concerning the clowns in the circus of politics, as they're putting in front of you the American people, who now you can pick from again, When you look at the left, as you've been led to believe, every single one of them has been busted in scandal after scandal. They're straight up communist. They're not legitimate. They're subversive to American government. And then on the right, as they're driving support to Donald Trump's base, everybody in this country is looking for justice and judgment. They're looking for the swamp to be drained. They're looking for corrupt individuals in this government to be indicted because they were promised to do so. And Donald Trump does nothing but slam them and call them names. And he does everything but what he should be doing when it comes to justice and judgment. And the American people are appeased. And as I said during the first segment, friends, I just want to ask you the one question. These are all hand-picked candidates on both sides of the aisle. Where are the other 200 people in the United States of America that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? Why is it that you haven't heard from them? Like Michael Peruca rightly said when he ran for the presidency in 2004, it's because they don't want you to know that you have other options. So when you say to me, well, are you for Hillary Clinton, Bradley, over that of Donald Trump? Are you never a Trumper? I'm here to tell you that both parties have been put up by the same powers in delivering to you as if to suggest that they are legitimate candidates. Neither one of them is delivering, friends. Neither party is delivering, okay? And keep in mind, they are unconstitutional parties. I cannot do for you, the American people, what God has commanded you to do for yourselves. God helps them that help themselves. We've all heard this. Oh, it's very scriptural, friends. It's very scriptural. But if you don't do what God has commanded you to do, you're going to be given over to your oppressors. And it's exactly what's happening. As the American people stand back and say, we would have it so, Lord. We're good. We know who our man is. We know who's going to at least tell us what he's going to do, though he's not doing it. How is it, America, that you have succumbed? Do you know how ignorant the American people look to foreign countries around the world? You want to know why you become a proverb and a byword? Do you want to know why people are laughing at you today, America? Because you haven't figured out that you're being lied to 24/7 by the CIA-controlled media. What else do I need to give you, America, that you might understand that you are being set up for the fall every single step of the way? America, where are the 200 other individuals that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? Donald Trump says, you know what? The fake news media outlets almost got him. Wait a second. The fake news outlets are the one that gave him all the airtime and all the support that he needed to become the president of the United States of America. I said to you during the last break, and we got cut off at the very end, friends, sometimes you have to listen to your enemies because they'll tell you what those that are lying to you will not tell you. I heard one guy, I could say his name, but I'm not going to because I don't really respect the guy. I don't like the guy. I think he's a filthy pig, but I know he told you the truth. He said that the powers that be put Donald Trump up on his own television show called The Apprentice. And why? Because they wanted to fool the people into believing that if anybody's going to bring forth justice in the United States of America, Donald Trump will do so. Americans, I'm asking you to fill the void. I'm asking you to answer the question, where's the justice that he promised? I shared with the church yesterday, I said, do you realize that all the promises of indictments and justice that he promised? I said, can anybody in this church, one person, tell me what he has done in fulfilling his promises? Just one person, please. Nobody can answer the question. And I'm assured that you can't either. But yet the American people blindly follow them all the way to the end to absolutely nothing but being stripped of their more of their God-given rights. Just think about this. What our forefathers sacrificed to give us over 243 years ago, modern-day politicians on both sides of the unconstitutional aisle are attempting to strip away from you on a daily basis. You do realize that, right, America? And no matter how many times I show you the fruits of this current administration, you refuse to listen. And what you do is you begin to name call. You begin to say, Bradley, are you a never Trumper? Bradley, are you for Hillary Clinton? And I say back to you, are you really that stupid? Are you really that willfully blind? Are you really that ignorant that you've got your finger on your eyeballs? Because no matter what, I could transport you people to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. When you have this much favor going towards one candidate, it might be a good idea to read your Bible, because our Bible shows us that you better stand up and start walking the other direction. And how many cases? I'm bearing the fruit, friends. I'm sorry, I'm playing the fruit inspector concerning the ones that are bearing the fruit. And just like Barack Hussein Obama, before he became the president, mysteriously, after 142 days in Senate, mysteriously raising $250 million, what was his promised campaign, friends? He wanted you to believe that he was actually going to go back to the founding documents. He had you actually believing that he was going to restore our constitutional republic. And what did he do the first day that he got into office? He began to attack. As a matter of fact, 5 minutes before he became the president of the United States of America, guess what he said? That he was going to fundamentally transform America. And it's you, the same people that are alive today, that sat under the criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama, that you were promised the same exact thing, that change was coming. It was going to be a restoration and a reformation going back to our founding documents. And once he got there, he did the exact same. He did the exact opposite of what he promised he was going to do. It's exactly what's happening here today. You put up with nothing more and nothing less than a gossip, one that slams his opponents, those that are attacking him that he refuses to indict. And Americans, you still haven't figured it out. Shame on you, America. You deserve what you did. There's no other way of saying what I'm telling you right now, America. I revert back to the original question. Where are the 200 other people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? I need to know. 1-866-582-9933. Where are you? I know you're listening. Folks, I got to the church yesterday. I don't know how many people came up to me and said, I listen to you every day. I know you're listening, 117 affiliates across the country. And if you weren't, we definitely wouldn't be number one and number two across the country now, would we? No, we wouldn't be. Where are the other 200 candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? If what I'm telling you is untrue, I need you to answer that question. As I shared with you, and I'm going to say it again, it's not tedious for me to share it again. You have been on the left side of the aisle, unconstitutionally, delivered up those that they're delivered up that the American people, in fact, despise. They have zero support outside of what the CIA-controlled media gives them. Absolutely no life. Just like that of Ilhan Omar, just like that of Rashida Tlaib.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is highlighting the first all-female spacewalk. The president spoke to the two astronauts at the White House.
And I just want to congratulate you both. You're very brave, brilliant women, and you represent this country so well. And our country is very proud of you, and we are very proud of you.
Congress is reacting to the announcement that the G7 summit will be held at President Trump's Doral property in Miami next year. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan reminds us,
I'm much more concerned about what happens at the G7 than where it's at. I mean, in my mind, it could happen in a phone booth. I don't care where it's at as long as there's good and productive things happen there.
Democrats, on the other hand, including Michigan Representative Dan Kildee, say it's unacceptable for any federal office to use their own business for government activity to enrich themselves. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are, here, let me say it this way. Theodore Roosevelt said, patriotism means to stand by the country, does not mean to stand by the president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. I just had a live chat friend say in Romans 128, and even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. It's exactly what's happening here today. Let me take it a step further. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let. I'm not. Until he be taken out of the way. That's what reminds me of Martin Niemöller when he was talking about first they came for so-and-so, and because I wasn't so-and-so, I didn't speak up. Then he went on and on and on and on. Martin Niemöller was a pastor in the Church of Germany when 80 million people were deceived by Adolf the Wolf Hitler. And then God had to raise up a Bonhoeffer to go confront Adolf Hitler because the church was aiding and abetting Adolf Hitler to their own destruction. That's what this means, friends. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. At the end of the day, friends, guess what? You're going to be taken out of the way because you failed to stand up against what you should have stood up against. Then it tells us in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, amen, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, amen, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this reason and this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Why? That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Friends, that pleasure in unrighteousness is so temporal. It really is. It's time for you to wake up. It really is. And I'm going to hit this again tomorrow concerning the very topic. We need to stand up regardless if anybody else stands with us. I'm at a church out in Marysville, a biker church. Awesome people. Feel right at home with these folks. As I'm sitting there, I'm doing my program. So I don't know, I preached for 3 hours last night, and I got 3 hours tonight, and I got 3 hours tomorrow. If you're in Marysville, Tennessee, please check it out. The Lord's Disciple Church. With that said, friends, at the end of the night, I had a group of young people, middle schoolers, surrounding me, asking me what they're supposed to do. Now, I want to equate this to a school that I did in Missouri. Highest crystal methane rate, highest pregnancy rate. And this was around 2010, 2011 that I did this school. I have the video. You can go check it out on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, or you can buy it online. It's called My War. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. My War, it's called. You can even watch the trailer online. When I was doing this high school assembly program, in this particular case, I was exposing abortion for what it was and how today 60 million babies have been murdered in the womb with the consent and the approbation of the American people that have tolerated corruption in their government as to who sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And I began to show them a picture of Samuel Armus, who was just a little boy. It's the famous picture of him who had spinal bifida. And what they did is they opened up the mother's womb, and they took him out, and they fixed up his spine. In the meantime, the little boy, Samuel Armus, he grabs the doctor's finger. For those that did not know, that famous picture, the guy that took the picture received many death threats. Because Planned Parenthood does not want to be exposed for their murderous crimes against the innocent, as we all know that they are. Well, I showed them that. The principal comes out in the middle of the assembly and says to me, let me say something to the class. There were 700 students and the teacher faculty right in front of me. You can watch it all on video. As he starts to talk to his school body, this was a high school, middle school, and high school in Missouri, he says to him, if this offends anybody, you can leave. One teacher and the teacher's child got up and walked out. We believe that's who it was. It completely backfired on the principal. I think he was embarrassed by it because 2 minutes later, actually before he came back out, I said to him, the students, I said, okay, that's fine. I said, but I'm here advocating life, not death. I'm advocating life, not the murder of the innocent in the womb. The audacity of that one guy to come out and say, if this offends anybody, only prove the point that he is standing against the rest of the American people, including the young people in this country, that they are not for the agendas that are being thrown down their throats. They're not for them in any sense of the word. Folks, 698 students and the teacher faculty didn't move. They wanted to hear the rest of the message. Only two people got up and walked out. Folks, 2 minutes later, that principal came back in and he lied to the student body and he said there's an emergency at the high school assembly over. He shut me down because it backfired. His message backfired. See, he's just doing the job of those that are telling him what he's supposed to be doing, or so he believes. If he was really doing his job, he'd be making his communities aware of what they're trying to make him to do so they could get rid of the right people. And instead of that, he's cowarding. He's cowardice, and he's hiding behind friends. his duty and letting the communities know by appeasing his taskmasters. Because after all, he's just doing his job, and that's how he makes his money to support his family as he distorts and corrupts his community. You know what happened after he told them there's an emergency at the high school? The teacher faculty, along with the student body, stood up and they gave Bradley Dean a standing ovation. I'm not stupid enough to take it upon myself, friends. That belongs to the Holy Ghost. That's how he's glorified. Listen to me. That's the message the media does not want you to hear. That's the message the media does not want you to hear. You know what those students did, friends, in hordes? Oh, student after student after student apologized for the actions of their principal. They were embarrassed for him. I even had a coach come up to me and tell me never to stop doing what I'm doing. I said, of course I'm not going to. The teachers came up to me, started telling me thank you for what I was doing. But this is the point I want to make. And I'm equating to this to the young people that I was talking to at this church that I'm preaching to in Marysville, Tennessee, yesterday. You know what the students did, friends? They came up to me and they asked me, what are we supposed to do? America. God. Lord, let them know that I love them enough to tell them the truth. The young people were asking me, what are we supposed to do? America, why are you subjecting your kids? Folks, well, you're being entertained through politics. They're zeroing in on your kids. Do you understand? These young people at Marysville Church were asking me, what am I supposed to do? I'm telling you, America, the young people are asking you, what are they supposed to do? They're trying to figure out why they're being subjected to this perversion in public schools. I'm down south. I'm down south. And these kids are telling me that the kids are talking about being gay and they're talking about being lesbian. And then I had a bus driver come up to me and tell me the same thing. Bradley, I hear it all the time. And I looked at him and I said, you all do understand that this is criminal, and you all do understand that this is coming from the local powers that be. Hey, folks, they're making a prey out of your children in public schools. I told you that once you accepted and gave a green light to the sodomite lobby, the homosexual lobby, I said, what's going to happen, because the NEA is in cahoots with them, that you're going to start seeing teacher-on-student sex crimes. And I said, mark my words. Oh, I was crazy for that, too. I got a mouthful last night from the young people in middle school. I was also told that these perverts are also teaching young children in the elementary school, and we've known that for a long time because they're also doing it in kindergarten, and they're also doing it in preschool. I don't even know what you would call those, child care, daycare centers. They're making a prey out of your children. What's the objective? To demoralize. Because if I can demoralize you, I can enslave you. Hey, America, adults, your children are being made a prey. While you're being entertained through the lying CIA-controlled media that I've exposed a million times, they're zeroing in on your kids right now. They're zeroing in on your kids. And the kids are asking, what am I supposed to do? They need your help. They need your help. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you another happening in Canton, Ohio, and what's happening there, friends, because these kids are literally being drowned in a cesspool of indoctrination and mainly the demoralization. So later on in life, friends, that they can be easily controlled. Because once you give up your virtue to the enemy, friends, the only thing you can do at that point is ask for forgiveness from before the living God to aid and help you in your endeavors in standing and trampling and snuffing out the works of darkness in Jesus' name. The young people in this country are asking what they're supposed to do. They need your help. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live from Marysville, Tennessee, preaching again for another 3 hours tonight.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to just kind of cover some things as to what I'm highlighting here on firsthand experience. You know, it's interesting how the adults in this country have allowed teachers to indoctrinate their children, making them curious and leading them to demoralized lifestyles, debauchery, sodomy, friends, debasedness, reprobate. Perversion is what it is. And it's absolutely amazing to me that the adults in this country all the well know that it's happening in public schools. And I'm talking about and equating this to some young people that surrounded me yesterday after a church I did in Marysville, Tennessee, the Lord's Disciples Church. Awesome people, friends. These kids surrounded me at the end of the night, telling me what's going on in their middle school and their elementary schools, and talking about how their friends are talking about being gay and lesbian, and how this is coming from the powers that be. They're zeroing in on the kids. This is a felony in the United States of America. Is there any wonder, friends, why they're trying to normalize pedophilia now? Do you think this wasn't the plan from the very beginning? I want to tell you something, friends. Those that sit back and give this a green light, you better understand you're daring the justice of God. You're just as guilty as an accomplice to allow them to do what they do, even when you say your hand's not in it. If your hand's not in it, it should be in it in stopping it, period. Period. Doesn't anybody think that's a little weird? Do you realize that if I went into a public school and did an assembly and tried to tell the young people what teachers are allowed to tell their students, do you realize I would be arrested and I'd be charged as a felon? Have you thought that through, America? But this is what teachers are doing. And while you're being diverted away from what's happening in public schools through the circus of politics and the clowns in it, they're demoralizing your children. Hey, folks, how come you've never shown billboards of people suffering from AIDS, which is the fruit of disobedience towards God? Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. HIV, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia, the list goes on. You know, I had a guitar player. His name was Jason. Great guitar player. And I remember we were on tour in the late 90s. And this guy used to team up with anybody and everybody. And I'm not talking about men because that wasn't accepted then. I'm talking about women, men and women. And he would have sexual relations with as many as he could. Didn't have to know him or nothing. And we got back off of tour, and guess what? We found out that Jason had HIV. See, but it's promoted through anything and everything. I mean, Hollywood promotes it. Now it's being taught in public schools like it's going out of style. Songs promote it, promiscuity. Magazines like that of Cosmopolitan. You know, it's interesting, Cosmopolitan, you know how when you look at the front of their covers, they have to cover them up now because they're getting so filthy. And you also know that when you go into a grocery store and complain about them, they say that they're bought and paid for to be put right in front of the face of children. But, you know, let's go back to a Cosmopolitan. You know, their headlines, what sex is like for him, and boost your body confidence in bed. And this is all aimed at children, right in the face of the American people. Why are they so busy demoralizing the country? Because they want control over you. They want you to break your union with Jesus Christ, period. Okay? You know, what's interesting is when you look at these Cosmos, the top says, as you know, all of us at Cosmo, this is in their magazine, all of us at Cosmo are really proud of the fact that our magazine is packed with intimate advice on how you can have a happier, healthier sex life. This is going to young children. And then when you go to page 66 in one of the Cosmopolitans, listen to their hypocrisies. Also check out our Rape Stoppers campaign update on page 66. As you know, we have been running this since the start of last year to help raise money for a national helpline for survivors of rape, but never has it been more needed than now. Why is that? Never has it been more needed than now. Who promote? Hey, let me ask you the question. Let me put it to you this way. Who doesn't promote it when it comes to the media? Who doesn't promote fornication, sex before marriage, adultery, a husband cheating on a wife, the wife cheating on the husband, more than the media, Hollywood? Who? Nobody does. Nobody does. Why is that their end aim? You know, folks, again, it's promoted through magazines, Hollywood, music, you name it, sexual innuendo everywhere. You know, my little boy gets to walk into any store in America and see right at eye level semi-pornography. And people say, oh, Bradley, come on, this has no effect on a society. You know what? Like I said during the first segment, are you really that stupid? And stupid is a real word. I'm not name-calling you. I'm giving you a word that's related to the mindset of the people that take this on. You know, in high school in Canton, Ohio, did you know that they succeeded back in the 90s in setting a new record? 65 of the girls attending that one high school ended up pregnant. Who taught them that? Wisdom is justified by our children. The adults can't complain about what their kids become because, after all, that's the harvest, that's the seed that was planted many years earlier. They want to get mad at the children for what they raised up. According to Canton Health Department, out of the 586 babies that were born through July at local hospitals, 104 of the babies had mothers between the ages of, listen carefully, 11 and 19 years old. You know, there was a radio show locally, a host that picked up the story and ran with it, and he said, this is outrageous, they shouted. Failure, failure. Failure, really? I mean, think about that. They succeeded at one thing. They succeeded in absorbing, the young people did, the message of the modern American culture and applying the message into their own lives. I want to remind you older folks of one thing. What you subject your kids to today, in the not so far future, you're going to be subject to the kids that you subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Mark my words. You reap what you sow. Oh, by the way, my friend Jason, you know, didn't think it was cute that he got HIV, because after we got off of tour and found out that he had HIV, 6 months later he was dead. See, young people are now patronized as condoms are thrown out to them in case they just can't say no. Or now we're hearing they just can't help themselves. Or hey, girls, if you want to, you can get promiscuous. That's all we'll do is we'll get you on the pill. By the way, teachers are taking students aside privately in doing so in hopes that they're pregnant so they can get them an abortion so they can get a kickback. That's a fact. That's a fact. Folks, you live in a society where you're taught to be good lawbreakers. You do realize that, right? And this is all falling to our children who have no business swimming in the cesspool of the garbage that the adults have left off from protecting them in. You live in a society where you're taught to be good lawbreakers, America. You need to right the wrongs by being the law. Oh, you know, if there's actually any attorneys out there that were actually God-fearing, I'll tell you what. They could become very wealthy in a very short amount of time. And I'm talking about the Supreme Court. I'm talking about three branches of government. I'm talking about Hollywood. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the injustice system. I'm talking about magazines. I'm talking about pornography. I'm talking about the gay lobby. Friends, everything I just highlighted is against the law in this country back in the 60s. You lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. And somehow or another, all of the people that have just given the things that I've highlighted thus far in the last 15 minutes think they've got a pass to heaven. Did you not hear what I said when I was reading off 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 or Romans 1? Folks, these kids need your help. These kids need your help. We need to start growing up. We need to start, and I'm not patronizing you. I'm not acting like I'm better than you. I'm telling you that me and my family are being spent in the cause of America. I'm telling you that we need your help. I'm telling you the young people need your help. I'm telling you to quit being afraid. The Bible says the wicked flee when none pursueth, Proverbs 28. But the righteous are made bold as lions. You need to understand that you have the law on your side. You need to understand what the media is promoting and how they're lying and defaming and discrediting and demonizing and polarizing people in this country. All across the board is illegal in this country. And what politicians fail to deal with, you must. You must. I want to caution you, be prudent, because the current administration has promised justice, but I'm here to tell you through a thorough gleaning that we haven't received any of the promises fulfilled when it comes to justice. The people that should be indicted are in fact being promoted. Folks, I love you enough to tell you the truth. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.